Everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. It's kind of the dog days of summer around here, which is all right. I'd take that over shoveling snow anytime.
But we are busy. Busy. Matter of fact, we are way too busy.
Yeah, I would say that is true. But hey, every once in a while, you got to make a push.
And we've got lots of exciting things to talk about today. And starting off with some news, a whole bunch of stuff going on in the news. And then we've got a best practice for you. And then lots going on with Blueberry here. So lots to talk about in Blueberry. We've got a Blueberry pro tip. We've got an interview today with Steve Webb, one of the OG podcasters. And then, of course, the question of the week. So, Mike, it looks like that podcast companies and producers are not real happy with Apple Premium Podcasts at this point, or even the podcast standard subscription stuff.
Yeah, this Apple still seems to be having issues, but what they're talking about here in the article from The Verge is a lot of, bigger producers, that are, more into, have big staffs and all that stuff, is the workload doubles or triples now because, Apple's subscription service isn't that reliable, and they also want to do it on other platforms. So now, instead of uploading it to one place with RSS, they upload it to five places, and it doubles, triples, quadruples the workload on the production staff or the whoever publishes it.
Well, there's a lot of podcasters today that use competitive podcasting hosts that do the same thing. Here's the crazy part: people go over to their podcast host, and they write their show notes, upload their show, and then they go to their .com and they write their show notes and their
put the player embed in.
And we have some customers that are doing that too, but it's because they're not on WordPress; they're on another Wix or Squarespace or something like that, where there's really no podcasting support per se. And this is where those of you that are listening, they're using the WordPress PowerPress combination, you guys understand this value of being able to, create, upload, and publish on your own website. Now,
and that even with premium content, that's the other thing. You can do that with WordPress.
That's right. You can do a premium show with WordPress, either a member plugin. If you want to get more sophisticated, then you come over and use our private podcasting product. But then that does require you to, at least you only post in one place.
Right. That's the whole thing with this. They were saying the small teams, the Verge article was talking about a lot of small teams, they've don't have enough people to manage all these different various platforms,
Then getting it right. Right file goes to the right system. Yeah. Right post goes to the right system. And not only that, then you have the situation with not only Apple Podcasts, maybe you're publishing the premium on Spotify, and so it's multiple platforms. So it is a bit of a challenge for these folks, but this is what they signed up for.
Yeah, and like I said, some people may be having some success with it, but in particular, Apple's has been, for a better word, wonky.
Right.
So hopefully they'll get it ironed out, but. Anyway, our best practice sort of talks about that today too.
And as a reminder, you can go ahead and do this right now through Blueberry without having to, again, go over to Apple and publish over there. You can have a premium podcast today. Number one, if you're using PowerPress, you can use a membership plugin, or you can use our private podcasting solution. Again, we don't collect no money, though. That's up to you to collect the money.
Right,
But at least you have one place to manage it. You have an app. You've got a public, a PWA, private web app. Plenty of places to keep the media secure.
And it could be set up to where it'll work in most podcast apps, real podcast apps.
Right. It depends on how below security you go. So, so there's ways to do this without having to post five different places. I still believe podcasters, if they're going to do premium and they have that big of an audience to support premium content. Why build that on someone else's property? You know, giving, and you're giving 30% to Apple. Why would you do that?
Yeah. And eventually you'll be given how much, whatever percent to Spotify if you go with their setup.
After 2 years, they're going to start collecting money. But you still have to, you know, for their launch partners, you still have to pay them. So, yeah, you know, again, build it on your brand, you know. Let's talk about media monitors.
Yeah, yeah, built a new podcast monitoring service. And let's see, I forget what it monitors. It analyzes all your episodes of thousands of the most, you know, popular national podcasts downloaded across multiple platforms. So it's some sort of service that supposedly ranks things. I don't know. I haven't really... I read through the article and it didn't make a lot of sense to me, but I thought it was worth talking about.
All right. Well, I have no clue on that one. So when they say they launch a podcast monitoring service, they're monitoring my podcast, or if they're only monitoring the top 1,000, then it's pretty useless for most people.
Yeah. It says it currently includes national and local radio, television, cable, newspaper, digital display advertising, and podcasts.
Oh, so is it for advertising
monitoring? It's for advertising monitoring.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought it was interesting. Right. Jen wrote that up over at Podcaster News. So
it's so really it's, in here. It is a monitoring of whose ads are running where. Okay. Right. All right, good. All right, cool.
Yeah, well, they say that podcasts are supposed to, you know, break $1 billion this year in advertising. You know, we'll see. But
when they say podcast monitoring service, that sounds like it's something we can all use. But maybe they should have said Media Monitor launches podcast advertising monitoring service. Yeah,
for sure.
So Outlier Podcast Festival has been postponed because of the Delta variant. They're worried about that. So they've canceled until next year.
Yeah, it's originally scheduled for September 23rd and 24th. And where was that supposed to be at?
I'm not sure where it was.
Austin,
be.
Texas. Texas. So.
Yep. So, anyway. They probably could have still had it if it was being in Texas, but who, you know, they're probably worried about people wanting to travel.
Sure.
So WWE podcast, that's been around a while, right?
Yeah, WWE, that's the World Wrestling Entertainment, and also The Ringer. They're going to be becoming Spotify exclusives.
Okay.
And so that was just interesting. They've been around a long time. You know, WWE has, at least. And I do remember The Ringer as well being, around quite a bit. It's, you know, a podcast about, I think, boxing and wrestling in general. But anyway, yeah, they're going to be going full-time with Spotify. So another one, cashing the check.
That's right. So Snippet.fm is a short form podcasting service, and kind of interesting that they're launching. And because, you know, that's when we were in our early days of the company, we launched a service. The first thing we ever launched as Raw Voice, which is the parent company of Blueberry Podcasting, is Podcaster News Network.
Which we still use today for actual news, but
for a blog, podcasternews.com, basically, it's got podcasting news on it. The site was before, though, had short form content that was news in nature, not necessarily short form content, but it really covered everything, fashion, sports. And that was really way, way, way before its time. So this company, they want pitches 20 minutes or less, and you have to pitch the content. So...
But it looks like they're trying to, you know, build up a network of shorter podcasts. And, you know, we've always said that it doesn't matter how long your podcast is, you know, if you've got enough to say to do an hour, do an hour. If you only got enough to, you know, if you only have enough content for 10 minutes, do 10 minutes. It's, you know, there's no rules. It's great.
This next one, though, is pretty nasty.
I thought that was funny. I actually,
well, it's in a way. Well, it is, but at the same time, do you kick, and this is what they did. They kicked James Cridlin off of Fireside Chat.
Yeah.
And he reaches 20,000 podcasters 5 days a week. It's in probably the only newsletter I read in its entirety every day.
Yep.
Podnews.net editor James Kirby kicked off Fireside Chat for pointing out anti-creator terms.
Yeah, so what he was saying, if you read his article he had in Podnews today, what he was saying was, you know, they changed their terms after he went through it the first time and pointed out some things, and they tried to explain, you know, parts of it, and he, you know, and when they, you know, redid it, he just point out, hey, this isn't good. This, you may want to look at this and all that. And, you know, they think he's being critical. You know, Amazon famously had their terms of service when they first added podcasting, that you couldn't say anything bad about Amazon. They've since taken that out. Well, this is kind of what this is, but they've actually moved on. They've locked his account at Fireside Chat, and that's why, because he talked bad about them.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, and I mean,
how blatant can you be?
Well, you know, and how arrogant can you be?
Yeah.
And if you're in a creator and you're going over there and creating content, you're insane to go over there and based upon their terms of service, you know, and the disparaging things that was talked about podcasters at Podcast Movement by Mark Cuban.
Yeah, he's doing a keynote and he's telling us we don't know what we're doing and, you know, that we're idiots. And
so, you know, I used to, you know, kind of be a bit of a fan of this guy, and he really, you know, it just to me is just bleh. You mean, you know, and, you know, who am I, but who is he?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, to come in and say that podcasting hasn't changed since 2004. He's out of his mind. Podcasting has changed completely since 2004. It's easy. It's easy for podcasters to get started now.
Todd, you and I aren't going to get invited to Fireside Chat, I guess.
I'm not going to be on it. Not based on their terms of service.
No.
No, thank you. Absolutely not. So, you know, creators have to start waking up. They have to wake up to where they build their brand and where they put their content. And if someone is going to look upon the community in disdain, do you really think, you know, but the thing is, 95% of podcasters have no idea what he said.
No.
And, or 98, 99% don't. And those that are listening to this show don't even know exactly what he said, because we, you know, we're basically forming our opinion based upon listening to a keynote that was an infomercial for 45 minutes. Yeah. And and then they do this.
Yeah.
That is pretty bold.
Well, it's pretty bold that, you know, that James is, you know, like I said, he's probably the most influential single person in the podcasting space right now, at least amongst, you know, the podcast industry.
As far as reporting goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And keeping track of things that are going on. And, you know, he calls a spade a spade. And, you know, he does have creators' best interest at heart. And, you know, full disclosure, he does do some, he's on a advisory board for a competitor of ours, and at the same time writing a newsletter, and that to me is a little bit of a conflict of interest. But
he always discloses it.
He discloses it, but in the newsletter he does. So it doesn't. Oh. But it does. It, you know, can that influence bias? And maybe.
But we're all biased somehow,
right? So, you know, definitely biased on this show on where you should host and how you should do things. So,
right.
But I would never kick James off our platform.
Oh.
If he criticized something that we've done, I would take a hard look at what we had done that would be criticized and say, are we really wrong? And if we are wrong, then I would address it. But if I thought we were right, then I'd come back and say why I'm right.
Yeah.
The same point.
Like I said, we like criticism. It improves us. And really, Fireside Chat, I don't like calling it Fireside because it gets mixed up with Dan Benjamin's Fireside, but another competitor of ours. But, you know, it's just, you know, he could have taken that, or they could have taken that as some, you know, constructive criticism and maybe adjusted the terms or tried to explain it better. But instead, they just cut him right off.
Yeah.
It's bad. You know, it's not professional.
No, not at all. So. With that, let's move into a best practice.
Which is also another good one, kind of along the same lines, I think.
Yeah, so basically your title of this is encourage your listeners to try another podcast app.
Yeah. And what it basically is, you know, Apple Podcasts fundamentally changed how it works.
Yep.
So now you're not directly subscribed to RSS feeds in Apple. You're subscribed to a listing on Apple Podcasts.
That's right.
So until that listing on Apple Podcasts updates, you don't, you know, as a listener, you don't get that episode.
That's
and that can be delayed 4 hours up to 24 hours sometimes, and sometimes longer, people are complaining about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, and so if you're subscribed using Apple Podcasts, you may not get the episode till a day later.
Yep.
You know, and if it's something that's topical, it would have been good to have the day of, you know, you're out of luck. So there's a whole bunch of other apps out there. You're not stuck
on the Apple Podcasts. Though, Mike, the problem is, Mike, there's a limited number that have their own system that's updating. You know, so a lot of them rely completely on Apple. So even if you're late on Apple, you might be late on apps 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, but most of them now have switched over and or are doing their own thing or with Overcast now uses Podcast Index. Mm-hmm. And he pulls the episodes directly from the RSS feeds when he can get the RSS feeds. That's why he's using Podcast Index instead of Apple's API. Because Apple, you can opt out of having your RSS feed in their API.
Right.
Which would be silly.
You can turn it off, which, again, will be it's silly.
But
there's a whole
list of apps out there. There's a site that I always like to send people to, newpodcastapps.com.
Oh.
And it lists out a bunch of apps, mainly for the podcasting 2.0 stuff. But all of those apps are worth trying. I use Overcast personally. I believe Pocket Cast now pulls from Podcast Index.
They're doing a lot of work.
Yeah,
now that they got a new owner, they're ramped up. So we're going to see a lot of things happen with Pocket Cast.
Right. But, when podcasting first started, all the apps were directly pulling from RSS feeds. And I think that's the way it works best.
I think that's the way it should be. But unfortunately, Apple changed that functionality.
So, I encourage my listeners the tagline at the end of my episodes now is, try a different app if you're using Apple or whatever, Google Podcasts is still pretty good, but there's a lot of great Android apps that are less controlled by the big companies.
And I shouldn't mention here, and this is just, maybe it comes into Blueberry News and we'll migrate into that now. We've got a lot of stuff going on, and you're going to see a whole bunch of announcements, a whole bunch of affiliate announcements. Yep. But the big one is we are now ready to start letting podcasters that want their own. And again, I don't have the product page ready, so I'm just giving you an advanced notice of this. And if you're interested, I'll connect you with the team. So what it is you've had the chance to try the Podcast Insider app. There's an iOS and Android version of it. They're both available right now in the Apple App Store and the Android App Store. You can try it out, play with it. And what we're working with is a third party that allows you to essentially, if you want, build your own app in their dashboard. They have an app builder that was very, very powerful. What we implemented on the Podcast Insider was the podcast, was our social, was our blog. So we've got that stuff in our app. That's what we chose to, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff you can do. E-commerce, as a matter of fact, we're working to bring you some cool things for e-commerce on that. So what we're going to do now is for $39 a month, you'll be able to get a iOS and Android app for your show. It's not used offline. You have to be online to use the app. So that's just full disclosure.
No downloading just yet.
You will have to have a developer account, $25 for Google, $99 a year for Apple, in order to put the app online for your, and basically they will help you with that process, but they, it'll get packaged up, but you have, and you'll have to give some permissions to the partner team to be able to put that online for you, or they will provide you instructions on how to do it. And then there's two options. You can do it all yourself, but we really, really don't recommend that. We want you to work with the team. So there's two packages, $150 where they help you get it set up and really kind of do the basics. There's a limited amount of stuff. And then there's a $300 plan where they do it all. Mm-hmm. So well worth the money to have that team do it all. I'm just kind of, they're going to ask you for a few graphics and few, and then they're going to put it, you're going to ask you some questions. You provide them, and then there'll be a little bit of back and forth. You'll be able to test the app before it goes live. All for just $39 a month. Once you're online, it's there's no other deal like this. And if you're interested, marketing@blueberry.com is where you want to send the email. We'll get the product pages out in the next couple of weeks, but I just want to let you know it's available because we had a number of you chomping at the bit to go. So anyway, that's what's going on. But the most important announcement, Mike, wow, we got a lot of stuff coming in the next 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be busy late summer, early fall.
Yeah, the new onboarding at Blueberry is done. It's available with a free 30-day trial. And it's also for not just new customers, but if you're going to be adding a new show.
Yep.
We've got the ability to go on and we can onboard you. It took me, I've got a 2-minute, this the video I've got up right now is for new customers, new shows, 2 minutes. Is what it took for me to really just record that demo.
We had this in beta when we were at Podcast Movement. I onboarded somebody with an iPad in, 3 minutes?
Right.
So, and, you know, at the booth.
And it's very self-explanatory. It's basically, are you a podcaster yet? Now, no or yes? No, I'm not a podcaster. Takes you to the next screen. Ask you for the title of your show. Ask you for the category in which you're going to be podcasting. It's going to ask you to put a keyword in so that we know where to find you or where you know to find your listing at blueberry.com. It asks you to upload your album art. If you don't have it, you can skip it. You can say continue. And guess what? Then you get an option to go straight to the dashboard or enter your billing. You don't have to enter your billing. Go straight to the dashboard because we're giving you a 30-day free trial. Literally three steps. Three steps to get you started and be ready to post your first episode. Now, you potentially want to go back and add a description and all this other, you know, some additional metadata, but you've got basics of what you need to really to have the account set up. So it's really designed to get you in and get you started and get you up quick and going. Probably another 5 minutes, maybe 10. Maybe it's going to be another 20 minutes if you need album art to be able to get album art ready.
But, you know, if you've got the basics together, it'll take you very little time to get
very
going.
Little time. Yeah, very little. And for those of you that are existing customers, all you have to do is use the same process and say, yes, or yes, I have a show. And it helps you find that show, and basically you can onboard, you can migrate and everything right through that. So we add a couple of steps. Says you want to start migration now, boom, start the migration. Doesn't mean the shows move, but at least starts the migration and gets you set up in the service. But for a brand new podcaster, if you want to add a new show, you say no, you can add it two ways. So it's really, It's really simple. And we like to hear your feedback on it. And what we're doing is if you're thinking about adding a new show to Blueberry and you're already a customer, let us know. marketing@blueberry.com. We've got some opportunities for you to get a $25 Amazon gift card by being one of our, I guess for a better word, testers. So But, you know, there's another thing, Mike, that we missed here, too. Pro hosting customers.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Pro hosting customers can now manage and add shows to their account without contacting the team. So it's in the billing section now. You just go into the billing section and you see where it says manage pro billing.
Yeah, it's really handy now. So, you know, before people, you know, if you were a pro customer and you had shows to add, you had to email the team and we would have to put them in for you and all that. And now you can do all that yourself. You can remove shows. You can put shows in.
Yeah, add services to them. It's really easy peasy to manage a pro hosting listing now, too. There's few of you have been that are still being transitioned over. I think there's like 16 pro hosts that's left. And that don't have this menu system, but we're working.
Most do.
Most do already. Yeah. So, but there's a great blog post up now as well on the website about Did You Attend Podcast Movement 2021? I didn't read the article yet, Mike.
I didn't either, but I always like to promote these, but it was from Troy, and I didn't see him there, but he might have been there.
Right.
Or he might have been virtual. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
But anyway, go check it out. He always writes good stuff.
There's also been an update to PowerPress. What did they update in 8.7.1?
Yeah, just some minor bug fixes and other things. And I think maybe that README video, but maybe not.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
So, a couple little things. But, update, it's always good. But, nothing earth-shattering.
Right. Affiliate payments go out next week. So that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So those of you that are on the affiliate program, you're going to get paid. We do this get paid every 2 months now.
Yeah.
So those payments will go out. So we're getting ready.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we're getting ready to do some revamping on that program.
That's right.
Some minor stuff so far, but maybe major. I don't know.
So I don't want to bust Mackenzie's announcements or anything, but we'll have some news coming at the end of the month for the affiliates on offer changes and some other stuff, because we want to keep your affiliate ability to be competitive because now we're giving everyone a free onboarding, free 30-day just by coming on blueberry.com. So our affiliates, we're going to make you more competitive, have a more competitive offering. So we'll have news for you on that in a couple of weeks.
And then the last thing is the new Blueberry Dashboard beta is likely going to be released on Monday. And it'd probably only be in beta for a week or so and then go live. But watch next week, likely Monday, Tuesday. But watch the top of the dashboard. And if you want to see what the new dashboard looks like, you'll be able to.
That's right. So, again, the new dashboard. This is, here's the thing about the new dashboard. We need you all of you that are podcasters with Blueberry to play around with it.
Try to break it, please.
We're going to have the ability for you, and you're going to be able to switch back and forth between the old and the new. So we want you, we'll have a link in the new dashboard and where you can report. Give us your feedback, what you like, what you hate, what's cool, what isn't, what it confuses you, what we can improve upon. And this is going to be a work in progress. We're not done with the dashboard, by the way. This new dashboard that we're rolling out in this beta that's likely again starting on Monday, this is a monumental change. It's a whole new experience. Mike, you've been in it a number of times already.
It's like day and night, but everything's there and it should be easier to be found.
Yes.
Don't worry about that. We're not taking anything away. It's just it we pulled it into this century.
That's right. And the sidebar is where a lot of the navigation happens. You're used to having one single center dashboard, and that's not the case. This is going to be a whole new experience from a
UI
usability standpoint. Again, the sidebar is where you're going to see. And again, we're going to be tweaking this thing because it's not perfect at this point. And it's 90% better than the old.
The current dashboard is just a whole bunch of page full of links.
Right.
And now it's the navigation is, you know, more organized on the left sidebar. And then when you select something, it goes into the main part of the page and you can move around really quickly through the different tasks if you have tasks you need to get to. So,
yeah,
I think it'll be easier all the way around.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great, great change for all of you. And again, this is, we're staging stuff we're releasing. There's more coming.
Lots more coming.
And many stages of stuff coming. So the PIP, the ad insertion, all that's been refreshed already. So it's, yeah, I'm really, really excited for all of you. So let's move on. What do we have? We've got a Blueberry Pro tip.
It's from Toby, considering your show format. So Toby from the Pro team. So let's go ahead and play that one right now.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman here from Blueberry Pro Production. Today, I've got a few thoughts around considering your show format. There are lots of ways you can format the structure of your show. One size does not fit all. Some of your options will include solo shows, magazine-style shows with multiple segments like a classic Saturday night TV show, interview shows, morning breakfast shows. The list goes on. There are loads of different formats you can put together, and the good news is you get to play with and test formats within your show because it's your show. But beware, we know humans are creatures of habit and are comforted when they know what to expect. If your show represents one big idea, you can cover different sub-themes by planning content in a seasonal way. For example, 10 episodes on heart health before moving on to 10 episodes on cooking. Your show is malleable, but some classic elements of your show format should be the same. The key to creating your perfect show format and feel comes from understanding these things. You are not your ideal listener. There are lots of reasons for this, but for starters, they likely don't have a podcast. Thankfully, more people listen to podcasts than make them, though I admit on some days it doesn't seem that way. Next, how will they listen? Envision where you want them to be or where you hope they'll be. Are they going to be listening when they're in a car or on a quiet walk? You can design certain sound elements around the tone you use when you speak and the choice of music and sound you use. Are you going to be speaking in the way that I'm talking right now? Are you going to be speaking the way that I'm talking to you now in a very personal, one-to-one and hopefully calming tone? Or do you imagine them to be on a treadmill where you're going to have to be much more fast-paced and excited? Enough of that. Understanding the kind of listening you're speaking into unlocks your speaking position. And by the way, beware of using the word authentic when deciding this. The way I speak to my kids in the morning when I'm trying to get them to school is very different from the way I speak to my parents. Both are me and equally authentic in each given situation. When will they listen? There's nothing more beautiful as a podcaster to know that your listeners are carving out a Tuesday afternoon dog walk or a Thursday night exercise class to listen to your show. Because when people actually carve out time in their weekly diary to listen to you, you are establishing an incredible bond of trust. That's why having a good understanding of when they will listen in their schedule is important. And it kind of links to the next point, which is, where are your listeners in their mind? What do they need to know right now? What's led them in the first place to click on your show and listen to it? Are they looking for a solution to something? What solution is it? Maybe they're just looking to laugh. But equally, they may have a pressing business need that means because of where they are in their life right now, they know they need to listen. They want to listen. And if you're really clear about this stuff, then your show is going to speak to exactly who you want to speak to. And finally, what do they want to hear? Do they want case studies? Do they want to hear advice directly from you? Do they want to hear interviews? Are you an expert? Are you a host of guests who are experts? Based on your show's title, what kind of content are your listeners actually showing up and hoping to hear? And does your title fulfill the promise? Putting all this another way, What is the result your listener is looking to get from tuning in to your show?
All right, I want to thank Toby for considering your show format and those tips that he has provided by the Blueberry Pro team. You can find the Blueberry Pro team at blueberrypro.com. And you'll definitely want to engage this team if you're looking to take some of this production work off your shoulders. They've got full-fledged services for you to really just focus on the content. So, and they'll even help you with that in some of the instances as well. Oh, yeah. But next up, we're going to have an interview. I've got an interview with Steve Webb. Remember Steve?
Mike? Oh, yeah, I remember Steve. I met him back in Ontario, one of those first podcast conferences that was going on, and I think he did the Sunday morning gathering there.
Yeah.
So
Steve is a he's got a new show. It's basically they go through the Bible one day at a time. I think five or six days a week, and this is the sixth or seventh round on that. But this is a little bit. We're going to step back and talk to one of the original. You know, he was very early on podcasting. He was one of the very first faith-based shows. He took a few years off, but that's all in the interview. So let's go ahead and hear the interview from Steve. And it's you'll kind of hear, it's like him and I are kind of catching up a little bit because we've known each other for 16 plus years. Yeah. So here's the interview. Everyone, I want to welcome Steve Webb to the Podcast Insider. Steve, man, you and I go way, 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 way back.
We're a couple of gray hairs. Well, if you had any hair.
Well, that's
we go back a long way.
I do when the head's not shaved, but yeah, we go all the way. You know, I guess I'm just going to let you introduce yourself to the audience, but let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, Steve is probably one of the first 100 or so podcasters that started podcasting back in 2004, but go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, Steve. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm over at lifespringmedia.com. I put my first episode up on November 13th, 2004, just a little bit after Todd, and been at it pretty much ever since. I took about a 2 or 3 year break in there just because, man, I was... at one point, I was producing like 7 different shows.
Oh.
And I got burnt out, to tell you the truth. I mean, I just felt like I didn't have anything new to say. So
right.
I bowed out for a while. And then this whole COVID thing happened. And I felt like the Lord was kind of tapping me on the shoulder saying, Steve, it's time to get back to work. Because, you know, there's a lot of hurting people out there for a lot of different reasons. And I really believe that the answer for just about everything in the world is faith in Christ. And, so I got back into it. And, what I'm doing is producing a show called the Lifespring Family Audio Bible. And, in that I read the Bible through in a year. Each episode is from 12 to 20, 25 minutes long, depending upon that day's reading. But after I do the reading, then I have a short commentary. I talk about what we've just read, and the people seem to respond to that. A lot of people have said many times, especially believers, you know, I really need to read the Bible through. And so many people start and they don't finish.
Never finish, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why I do it.
You know, if we go back to the beginning, you know, for those of you that are listening right now, the faith-based podcasts have always been huge. I mean, for many, many years, they were the number one category. Now, I think some other categories have eclipsed faith-based, but it's still right in there, 1, 2, 3, you know, pretty hot and heavy from a content standpoint. And it's all faith denominations. It would include the Muslim. It would include Jewish, the whole sphere.
Sure.
Absolutely. So, that in itself covers a lot of territory, just, you know, getting through all the different, evangelism types. I don't know if that's the right word to use it, but anyway, what was, you know, when you heard about this medium in 2005, and it was early, so there was really, we didn't know nothing. We made it up as we went. How did you, What gave you the inclination to start a show back on this, back in 05 when this, I mean, 04, excuse me.
04,
when
this, yeah.
When this thing was brand new.
Well, I'll tell you, one weekend in about September, October of 2004, I was listening to Leo Laporte's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
The Tech Guy in KFI is what it was called. And he was interviewing this guy about this new thing called podcasting. And he was, of course, interviewing Adam.
Right.
Adam Curry. For those that don't know, I think everybody listening to this show knows Adam as Adam Curry. But
right.
Either way, one way around or the other. But it kind of caught my interest because I had been in radio several years before. But at the radio station, I learned how to do audio production. So that didn't pay very well. So I went on to something else. But it was something that I really enjoy as a part of my past. And so when Leo and Adam were talking about this new thing, it just kind of grabbed my interest a little bit. And I just kind of filed it away in my mind. And then about 2 or 3 weeks after that, I have a business. I do windshield repair. And I was at one of my clients' places of business doing some windshield repair. And it doesn't take a lot of mental cycles for me. I've done it for so long that I just, you know, go through the motions. I do the repair. I do good work. But I don't have to think hard about what I'm doing. And so I was just having a time of worship with the Lord. I was praying to the Lord, thanking him for all the blessings in my life. And I said in my prayer to him, is there anything more that I can do for you? At the time, I'd been doing technology at my church for a long time. And I just said, Lord, is there anything else I can do for you? And I got a very strong, almost inaudible, but it wasn't like I'm talking to you, but almost as strong an impression as that, the Lord said to me, proclaim my name. And I said, okay, what does that mean? And he just said, again, proclaim my name. So I thought that he was perhaps referring to some of the work that I was doing at the church. I was doing graphics for the church, and I thought maybe I can do something that way. And came home that night and fired up Photoshop, and I was working, but nothing was really clicking. And then a week after that, I took a couple of my boys to a Cub Scout camp up in Joshua Tree. That's a desert area, and they were having a weekend of camping and stuff. And I was asleep in the tent, and at about 2:30 in the morning, I woke up. And at the time, I was a younger man. I didn't have to wake up in the middle of the night like I do now. And the Lord began to fill my mind with ideas for this podcast. One of the things that he said to me in this time of just downloading ideas to me was the very first mass medium was the Gutenberg Bible, was the printing press, and the Bible was the first thing done on it.
That's right.
And he said, I want to be in this brand new medium called podcasting.
Interesting. So it's like, you know, you basically were called to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was certainly called to do it. I know people that you know, are not familiar with this kind of speech. You know, it sounds kind of, you know, weird and ooey gooey type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for people that understand faith, they'll understand what I'm talking about. One of the things that the Lord said to me that morning was, I don't want this show to be just to believers. I want this to be for people that are questioning, that are curious about God. And that's what the LifeSpring show was when I first brought it out, was it was something for everybody, no matter where they are in their faith walk.
Do you remember how many faith-based shows started in the beginning? Because it was a small group of, because we were all eclectic. We were doing all kinds of content.
Sure. Adam used to have a directory online. Was it iPodder?
Yeah, it was iPodder.
Okay. When I first started thinking about doing this, I looked and there were like 4 faith-based shows, only one of which was Christian. But it was not a show produced just for podcasts. It was just a repurposed church sermon.
Right, right, right.
And so I was actually the very first Christian podcaster that was doing something specifically for podcasting.
You know, I think about the notable folks that really kind of in the early days, no one will probably even recognize this now, that were doing faith-based. You look at the Catholic priest, Father Roderick, who did a show for a number of years, and I don't even know where he's at these days.
I don't either.
And But there was, you know, there was this, you know, there was a segment of shows that started to take off. But,
yeah,
you know, and I guess, you know, I always ask this to all podcasters that I talk to is two things. And I know we want to talk about what you're doing now, but two things. Number one, what did you get out of this? For, you know, and again, it's kind of a weird thing, the way to ask it, maybe from a faith perspective. But what did it do for you? What did the show do for you? How did it change things?
Well, it absolutely changed my life. But what it did for me is it allowed me to follow God's leading. It allowed me to be an obedient servant to God. Mm-hmm. And that's all that I wanted to do. I figured whatever listeners came along, it would be because he called them. And I've got stories about that. But I obviously didn't get into it for the money. I got into it because God called me to do it.
Right.
And I had done a Bible study years before. A guy by the name of Henry Blackaby wrote a book, and it was called Experiencing God. It was more of a Bible study than a book, but Experiencing God. And one of the things that I learned from that book and my major takeaway was, before God asks, determine in your heart that you'll say yes. If you want to be a follower of God, you, no matter what he asks, the answer is going to be yes. And you don't need to be afraid of that, because God loves us. He's not going to do something. He's not going to ask us to do something that is going to hurt us. It's going to always be good. So when I asked God, what more can I do for you? And he said, do this new thing. You got it, Lord. I'm going to do it. I'm going to dive in with both feet.
So on the opposite token, then, you know, you've been in this space so many years, you probably got 100 different stories of feedback from listeners. And what was the thing? And I almost know what the answer is going to be before you answered, but what was the number one, is there a feedback from a listener that made you say, oh man, this is why I'm doing this, versus, you know, been called to do it. And then it's almost like an affirmation that this is, you know, this is the reason. So can you just think of a one story?
So here I am. I'm podcasting from my church, little church in Riverside, California. And within the first week, it's probably only like 3 or 4 days. I don't remember the exact time frame, but it was very, very soon. I got an email from a guy in Sweden asking me how I knew God was real. And so we started an email conversation. And that was the first thing that made me say that this is what God wants me to do. This is the only affirmation I would need if that was all there was. I have to tell you this. This is amazing. I don't know how this happened. I got an email from a lady back east somewhere. I don't remember what city, Chicago area, somewhere in that neighborhood, if I remember right. And she said, I don't even know how your podcast got on my iPod. She said, I bought a brand new iPod.
Wow.
I brought it home, and my sister came to visit, and I didn't do anything with the iPod the entire time my sister is visiting. And she said, but my sister, she said, I used to go to church, but I got away from it. And my sister talked to me about the fact that I need that in my life. And she said, so my sister left. I pick up the iPod. I look in there, and the LifeSpring podcast is on my iPod.
That doesn't happen by circumstance, because back in the day, there was a physical action they had to take. So maybe her sister or who knows what else, right?
I don't know.
Hooked her up. That's kind of interesting. It is.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like today where you just easily follow and subscribe on an iPhone. You know, we're talking about an iPod that had no internet connection.
You had to have a physical connection to the computer.
You had to connect it. And typically you had to have some software, too, that would make something happen.
Because back then they didn't even have iTunes.
It was still, because iTunes didn't come to 2005. So she probably was thrown for quite the loop, wasn't she?
She was. She said, so I have to believe that this was God. And I said, I can't argue with that. So, those two.
Now, that's a story. That's a good story.
Yep. Yep. I'll always remember that story.
So you said that you grew to doing more shows, and I understand the challenges of doing multiple shows, and luckily I get paid, at my job to be part of two of them. And then my other show I do after hours, but it's hard to do three, even when I'm paid to do so. So, I enjoy it, but you got up to seven shows. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I think so. Now, I wasn't the talent on all of those shows.
Yeah.
My wife, Leanne, did a show called Your Wedding, Your Way, where she did like bridal and wedding suggestions and things like that. But I was the producer on that for sure. And then two of my boys did music shows back when you could easily find, PodSafe music.
Right, PodSafe music, yep.
And I produced those. But the other ones, they were me, and I just got tired.
Yeah. Do you remember Andy McCaskey? Do you remember that name?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Andy was doing 5 days a week and scripted and 20 to 30 minute long programs. And he did very well, was very successful, but he just absolutely hit a brick wall.
Yeah,
and he gave up that show, went on to do something else. Whereas I think if he'd have stayed with the show he was doing, he'd still be and maybe not went to a slower repetition rate. He'd probably still be pumping them out today. But the same thing, he just face planted. It got to be too much. So
when
you hit the wall, it was just kind of like, okay, I'm done. I've gave everything. So then you fast forward here a few years and COVID hits. And, we're all at home, majority of us anyway. I was lucky enough to have an office to come to and alone. No one is in this office except for me. So I was able to go back and forth and not be stuck between literally four walls, eight walls, I guess, with the being the office. But, what was really you thought, okay, people are hurting. Did you assume or did you have some life experience or what was the idea behind the new project?
Well, like I said, I really felt like the Lord tapped me on the shoulder, not a physical tap, but
again, the second time.
Yes. Yeah. He said, it's time to go back to work.
Oh.
And it wasn't because of any lifestyle change that happened to me because of COVID, because I work from home.
Yep.
I'm sort of kind of semi-retired, but I still have my windshield repair business. I do a day or two a week. I do voiceovers all the time. So I'm alone at home most of the time anyway. So I wasn't changed or my lifestyle didn't change.
Right,
it's just
right.
that people were hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to hear the word of God.
I think there was, you and I were talking before we started the interview here today about Podcast Movement. And it was just for me, I experienced it a little bit in the spring when I was able to go down to Tampa and see my daughter, and things in Florida were a little bit different than Michigan and other places. And to me, it was like refreshing to be able to kind of hang out and talk and have this social act, things that we were used to doing that we've kind of forgot. So when we went to Podcast Movement last week or whatever week it was, it all runs together here.
I know.
The sheer joy being able to be face to face and talk and how you doing, how you been. And, and that conversation is good, but there's a lot of people that are still out there that are concerned. They're still, maybe they have a health issue or maybe, they're just afraid of the next variant or whatever it may be. And so do you feel then that you were in a position to, you want to reach out and touch people. So what, have you started the new series or is it being planned or where are you at in that project?
So yes, last, I believe it was June, I restarted the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And I completed that this past June.
Mm.
And it's a daily show, Monday through Sunday.
Wow.
So that, again, that's a lot of production.
Yeah,
again,
that's a lot of work. A
lot of writing. It's because I'm reading the Bible, but I've got to write all the commentary and I've got to do the study to speak somewhat intelligently about what we've just read.
Sure.
So there's a lot of work that goes into it. So I needed to take some time off. And now September 1st, I'm restarting. It's going to be the 12th time through the Bible that I've read through the entire Bible on the show. I've been paid to do it a couple of times. Yeah, September 1st starts the new show.
So you've done this content 11 times already.
Yeah.
So most people are going to be like, why? Why go through it the 12th time?
You know,
is it different perspectives? Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, every time I read the Bible, I get something new out of it. Even some very familiar passages that most people know, even, you know, non-believers know, like the 23rd Psalm.
Right.
But every time I read through, I get something different because I'm at a different point in my life. Mm-hmm. And that experience seems to be true for every student of the Bible. So reading through it a 12th time on the show, I'm still going to be able to find new things to talk about. And hopefully, you know, people will be touched and, you know, brought closer to God through that. And this is even good for people that aren't believers themselves. It's a good education,
yeah,
to find out what are those crazy Christian or Jewish people or whatever, you know, those, yep, believers, those religious nuts. Why are they interested in this? So it's even good for that.
When I was in the Navy and after 9/11, I'd been in the Middle East a lot before that, but I really never understood the Muslim faith at all. So I was really doing a lot of, you know, my own research to try to understand, you know, their faith and what they were about too. And it's pretty amazing when you do that study.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go through it the 12th time. And I was going to ask, with 365 days, how many verses, chapters do you have to go through a day to get through the whole thing in 365?
Well, the schedule that I use is a little unusual. You can divide the Bible up into different sections. You know, there's the law, and there's history, and there's poetry, and there's the epistles, and there's the gospels, there's prophecy. And so what I do is on Sundays, I don't remember the schedule off the top of my head right now, but on Sundays, it's one of those divisions, and on Mondays, it's the next division. And so I'm doing, I do it this way to keep things interesting. Because there are parts in the Bible that can get a little bit dry and they can be long sections.
Yeah.
And so if you just read through those, you kind of want to fall asleep.
So the New Testament or Old Testament and New Testament, or you do both?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So the law is from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
But the epistles and the gospels, right, those are New Testament.
Okay. That's amazing.
But it's probably an average of, if I averaged all the shows out, maybe 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
I think
most clergy will tell you 20 minutes a day is a good sweet spot for reading your Bible if you're a believer. So it's,
mm-hmm. Yeah, 20 minutes. Yeah, that's true. That, yeah, is a good sweet spot. So,
well, Steve, it's exciting that you're back to doing podcasts, and you are definitely one of the, you know, the old school guys, I guess you can call, and I wouldn't call you an old curmudgeon, which I get called sometimes, but you know, we have a 15 year Blueberry podcaster pin, and there's very few podcasters that have made it to 15 years, and you're actually over that. So we'll make sure that we get one of those. We usually only give those out at trade shows, but I'll make exception here. Make sure you get one. So
thank you.
Yeah, if nothing else, it'd just be a little thing you can have in your drawer as a, you know, as a memento that you made it 15 years in podcasting.
I appreciate that, Todd. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, how can they find you? Where's the best place for them to find your show and the podcast?
Well,
and,
you know, the easiest thing is I've got a website, steveweb.net, and everything that I'm doing is listed there. Lifespringmedia.com is where the podcasts are. By the way, I've done nearly 2,500 episodes.
Probably done as many as I have then. That's amazing. Across multiple properties.
It's a lot of fun.
And yeah, on the show, the new show that you're doing, what is the name of it in Apple Podcast and Google and all that?
It's the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible.
LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Okay.
Yep. Usually on any of the apps, if you just search either my name, Steve Webb, or LifeSpring, you'll find it. I've got a real easy URL to get to that show's website, which is audiobible.link. That'll take you directly to it. I use the category podcasting in PowerPress or anyway, audiobible.link, that'll take you directly to it.
Very cool. Steve, you haven't aged today, so you're doing something right.
I wish
right.
that were true. There's a lot of white here.
Well, we won't count that, you know, so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, everyone, Steve, thanks for being with us here on Podcast Insider. Good luck with your continued new show, or our ongoing show, or pickup of the old show, whatever we want to call it. And hopefully we'll be able to do this in another 15 years. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully it won't take that long. But thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it, Todd.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you.
All right. God bless you.
All right. I want to thank Steve for his time and basically, you know, talking to us about a show. And I've got an actual interview this afternoon for our Podcaster of the Month for August. So I'll be doing that this afternoon. So we should have one next week as well, or maybe August 1st or whatever date. We got a question, Mike. What's the question?
Question is, how early ahead of time should I submit my podcast to Apple, Spotify, and all the rest if we have a specific launch date? And I'll preface this with the podcasts really don't launch with big air quotes. They just start. But if you want to, you know, say September 1st, you wanted to start, I would say a week ahead of time, you know, put out your episode zero, your trailer, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, explain to people, hey, you know, I'm going to start a podcast. It's coming here. This is what it's going to be about. Whatever you want to put for your little intro episode.
That episode zero can be an exciting thing. That's where you're going to get the hype to promote the show so that you have subscribers on day one. It's a thing that you can do to link to that on your website and part of your pre-show prep.
Social and everything.
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah. But you got to get it, you say to get it out there 1 to 5 business days ahead of the show launch. Is that what you're saying, Mike?
Well, I'm saying at least 7 days, I would say, with that trailer episode. And you have to have an episode. You can't, you can't publish your first episode and be on all the platforms the same day. It just never works that way.
Yep.
So you get it on ahead of time. I would say 7 days. Apple says, you know, publicly 1 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it take as little as 2 hours. I've seen it take as much as 2 weeks. But on average, 1 to 5 is probably good. Spotify, if you submit it through us, we usually get that out in a couple of days. It's submitted to Spotify and up and going.
Well, we submit it immediately, and then it takes Spotify a couple of days for it to show up.
Well, that's what I meant. But, you know, just through us, it's fairly fast. Through them, it's probably fairly fast, too, if you go direct. But there's reasons why you don't want to do that, but we'll get into that.
There's other places to launch, though, too, you got your Google picks you up automatically. There's nothing you can do about that.
Podcast Index is good.
Yeah. We've got a list of
destinations.
As a matter of fact, in our new dashboard.
Yes.
That you'll get to see on Monday, there's a whole destination section there.
Yeah, it kind of looks a lot like PowerPress. Wonder if that was
interesting how plan. how that kind of mimics in the same user experience. So. Just look for that destination feature in the new dashboard starting on Monday. And maybe there's a few places that you haven't submitted to that you should. You know, we've got Ghana, GeoSovin. We've got all these
Chasers, a new one.
Yeah, all these destinations that maybe, because if you're using PowerPress, you've seen them. But if you're using Blueberry Publisher, maybe you're not aware. So that'd be one reason to go test the new dashboard starting on Monday, is to see that new destinations menu item.
Yep. So anyway, like I said, 7 days is probably safe. Again, glitches can happen with certain platforms. Don't worry about it. Launch anyway.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
So if you got a question you'd like us to answer in the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it just like we did here. Of course, the podcast help desk, the companion podcast, this will resume the first week of September. So you're off for a little bit longer here, but you can subscribe to that at podcasthelpdesk.com. And again, that's the show where Mike gets the geek out on the tech side of podcasting and do a deep dive into it. And as always, this is very important for everybody. If you're a pro hosting customer, if you are a standard hosting customer, if you are a free stats user, if you're a paid stats user, if you're a PIP user, if you're using WordPress site from us, any of those things, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than a direct email or call. So like next week, Mackenzie's out on vacation all next week. You send an email to Mackenzie next week, you're going to get her out of office email.
I'm out tomorrow.
So we want you to go to blueberry.com/support to submit those tickets. And of course, if you love what you're hearing and you're not a podcaster yet, we want you to become one. It's real easy. Use the promo code INSIDER for a free month at blueberry.com. And Mike, it's kind of funny. This promo code showed up on a free coupon site.
Yeah, we were searching around for affiliate programs and found this promo code on one of those sites that gives you promo codes for things randomly. So
that's right. So anyway, they're not making any money off it, but they're basically having the link where you can save money by getting that free month. Now here's the trick. You're listening to this. Go to the new onboarding. We're already giving you a free month.
Right.
So any Blueberry promo code will remain 30 days. We're not going to give any more than that unless it's a special event. Yeah. Only our affiliates are going to be getting a new offer. Yeah. So you get a free month. It's the same thing. But if you want to give us credit, if you enter your credit card later, you can put the insider promo code and you don't have to enter your credit card. That's optional.
Yeah, that's one of the new things on the onboarding.
That's right. It's optional. If you're a first time customer, if you're a repeat customer, adding a new show, we're going to send you the billing section, and you'll validate your billing and continue on. But this is where we're at, and you can see lots going on. But we're coming to you this week from the Blueberry Studios in Northern and Southern Michigan. And of course, again, this is produced by our Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. Mike, what else can they need to know?
Well, if you want to schedule a one-on-one with Todd for hosting customers only, you can email todd@blueberry.com. If you want to schedule a tech checkup with me, again, hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. We'll get you on the calendar. If you want to send us a sticker, for your show, send us a sticker and a self-addressed stamped envelope. That's always hard to say.
Well, they don't have to send us anything. If they want just a Blueberry care package, just send us
you don't even have to send us a sticker, but it'd be cool if you did.
Yeah.
And, then we'll send you a care package back, and the mailing address will be in the show notes.
All right. That wraps it up for Insider. We got a long one today.
Yeah. So Kate's going to be busy today.
Yes. Lots happening. I'm glad you're here. It's go time for the Blueberry team. It's go time. Keep your eye out on the blog. Keep your eye out on the dashboard.
Social.
Everything. Getting ready to start a new show. Go to blueberry.com. Just click on the link. And we're going to onboard you quickly and efficiently. And next week when you see the new dashboard, I'm telling you, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it definitely looks like it came from this decade rather than previous decades.
So we're going to be doing a little thing special this evening. If you listen to the show on the 19th, we're having open office hours. There's all kinds of links to it in our social media. So again, it's tonight though at 5 p.m. So if you don't listen on August 19th, then you've already missed it.
So we'll be doing more later though.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it on a regular basis. So, all right, Mike, let's get out of here. I'm todd@blueberry.com. Mike is mike@blueberry.com or Chris McKenzie @blueberry.com as well. And thank you all for being here. We'll see you next time on the Podcast Insider. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.